I am Roberta Schultz. Outside my window as I composed this review, my husband was tinkering with all the gadgets that will help us put in a garden this spring and aid us in being stewards to this hillside of acreage inside the 275 loop of the Greater Cincinnati landscape. All over our area, gardeners are preparing beds, nurturing seedlings and slips, hunting up those seeds for green beans and heirloom tomatoes that they stowed away in the dark all winter. Some are hobby gardeners, some plant acres to harvest for farmers' market, and some plant the herbs and spices necessary to cook in the traditions they left in countries of origin, far away. In Row by Row, Talking with Kentucky Gardeners from Ohio University Press 2015, Catherine J. Black shares oral histories from Kentucky gardeners that span 19 of the Commonwealth's 120 counties. The book contains beautiful full-color photos by Deidre A. Skaggs, as well as a glossy map indicating where each of the interviewees cultivates. All regions of Kentucky are included, even the far west and northern river regions, which sometimes lack representation in works about Kentucky. I was happy to see a Kenton County farm with roots back to the Civil War featured in the histories. Black talks to each gardener about what they plant, how they plant, and why they plant. A gardener herself, originally from Arkansas, Catherine J. Black served as the curator of the University of Kentucky's Appalachian Collection from 1986 to 2013. These two avocations serve her well in getting at the heart of why gardeners are drawn to producing their own food, even though it is back-breaking work. The answers were as diverse as the interview subjects. I'll choose just a representative sampling to share here. Some of the gardeners Black spoke with, like Donna and Larry Hare of Crittenden County in western Kentucky, are carrying on family tradition. Both grew up as children of miners who also worked the land in their spare time to keep food on the table. Their farming family histories led them to expect to grow part of their own food and to take master gardener classes taught by the University of Kentucky's Cooperative Extension Service. The type of garden each of them maintains reflects their divergent past experiences. Larry plants long, linear rows that he weeds with a rototiller, while Donna favors small beds interspersed with flowers that she mulches with leaves and newspapers. For integrated pest management, also known as IPM, they favor increasing their bird population and introducing beneficial insects as an alternate to chemical controls. Other interview subjects, like Ross Noe Elam of Todd County, came to Kentucky in gardening later in life as a matter of heart when he fell in love with and married Loretta Shanklin, a woman whose Todd County farm had been in her family for over 100 years. The Shanklins were part of an African-American settlement of landowners and farmers in the northern part of the county. Loretta's gardening know-how, handed down over generations, plus Ross Noe's military-based can-do attitude of innovation, combined as the couple grew, preserved, and sold their bounty at farmers' markets, where they profited and thrived, both financially and socially. When Loretta died in 2009, Ross Noe, who had never dreamed of growing vegetables before he met her, continued to refine his gardening skills to introduce new crops to the garden he and his love had cultivated together. In his determination to honor their progress, he carries on alone. Aaron Mansfield, a Methodist minister, has utilized gardening as a tool for serving his congregation. When he met a woman in Clark County who wanted to donate her produce to feed the hungry, Mansfield realized that his gardening expertise could do more in the world than fill his pantry. It could be part of his ministry. As the minister at Lexington's La Roca the Rock Methodist Church, his African-American, white Appalachian, African refugee, and Latino immigrant congregation worked together to grow a vegetable garden on a piece of land behind a nearby elementary school. The church used the garden to prepare a weekly fellowship meal and to include vegetables in food boxes sent home with those who came to the worship supper. Other interesting interviews are with immigrants who learned to grow native foods in Kentucky's climate and to preserve those foods by canning or drying to extend their use into the winter's cold. Many of the oral histories stress the importance of learning canning, freezing, and drying as means to stretch a garden's reach. One chapter discusses innovations in fertilization by green methods developed by a man who both flunked out of college and was considered unsuitable for the structured environment of the military, but who now consults as one of the world's experts on groundbreaking methods to reduce our carbon footprint. Catherine J. Black has compiled a useful and inspirational resource for those who love gardening. In the epilogue of her fine book, she says this about her interview subjects. If they were composing a gardener's creed together, I think it would sound like this. Grow food with your own hands, connect to the elements that sustain us, restore our collective spirit, and belong to each other. You can find a link to Row by Row, Talking with Kentucky Gardeners, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.